Farmers markets across the Midwest are summer havens, a welcoming community gathering space rich with healthy fruits, vegetables, and local goods. But people of color, both vendors and shoppers alike, have been systemically excluded from these spaces. A new initiative is trying to change that. Harvest Public Media's Dana Cronin spoke with Midwest-based Julia Lynn Walker, who helped the Farmers Market Coalition develop an anti-racist farmers market toolkit.
So before we talk about the toolkit itself, I'd like to hear your perspective on racism at farmers markets. You know, I'll be totally honest, when I think of farmers markets, I think of them as predominantly white spaces. Why is that?
Exactly. And I think that it's a reflection of our society overall. And it's a reflection of beliefs that we hold that certain institutions are for certain people. And so, and when people were put into positions of power, however limited those positions may be, they make decisions that are consistent with their environment, decisions consistent with, you know, what they see around them. And so if you consistently visit farmers markets that are all white, you don't think about what do I need to do to make sure that all people in the community are represented, whether it is the information you immediately disseminate or whether it's how you structure your market or in the even in terms of the items that you have. There's a couple of times I would walk in and say, oh, which vendor has okra? And they would just look at me, or, well, which vendor has collard greens? Well, none of our vendors. Well, then I don't want kale. You know, if you really want to attract a particular market, then it's important to have the foods of that market wants. Otherwise, we won't come.
So tell me about the toolkit. What is the overall goal?
I would say to get people thinking and then to get them to act based on new thoughts that come up. So it's to think, it's to help you think through, as I said before, like in terms of messaging, you know, really, how do you step back and look at the kinds of material you're using, look at your market, you know, look at the vendors, and at each level of the process, ask yourself, what is the message being sent if I were to look at this from a different perspective? So whether you are a for-profit, a nonprofit, or a municipal agency, within each level, you have to talk about, you know, decision-making. Who's at the table to make the decision? Whose voice is weighted? Whose voice is listened to? And then once the decisions are made, how are those decisions implemented? And finally, is there a process by which we evaluate what happened and then reassess at some future point?
What is your hope for the future? What do you hope a farmer's market, a typical farmer's market, might look like down the road?
Well, I would hope that it really is reflective of the community and that we have all kinds of people involved and there are all kinds of representation is not just in terms of food, but it's in terms of the activities, the music, a lot of, you know, and we really make it holistic. And I know that that's only possible when everybody is seated at the table. So I hope that at a minimum that people who pick up the anti-racism toolkit at the very least will begin to work on how do I make sure that everybody is at the table. And once they're at the table, listen to them.
That was Julia Lynn Walker, a market manager based in the Midwest, who helped develop a new anti-racist farmers market toolkit. She spoke with Harvest Public Media's Dana Cronin.